A statement from the Revolutionary Communist Party on the strategy for revolution. Under this system of capitalism, so many in this society and so much of humanity are forced to endure great hardship and suffering, exploitation, injustice, and brutality, while wars and the ongoing destruction of the natural environment threaten the very future of humanity. In the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in North America draft proposal, our party has set forth an inspiring vision and concrete measures for the building of a new society, a socialist society, aiming for the final goal of a communist world, where human beings everywhere would be free of relations of exploitation and oppression and destructive antagonistic conflict, and could be fit caretakers of the earth. But to make this a reality, we need revolution. Many people insist there can never be a revolution in this country. The powers that be are too powerful, the people are too messed up and too caught up in going along with the way things are. The revolutionary forces are too small. This is wrong. Revolution is possible. Of course, revolution cannot happen with conditions and people the way they are now, but revolution can come about as conditions and people are moved to change because of developments in the world and because of the work of revolutionaries. As people come to see that things do not have to be this way, as they come to understand why things are the way they are and how things could be radically different. And as they are inspired and organized to join the revolutionary movement and build up its forces. Revolution would not be made by acting all crazy, trying to bring down this powerful system when there is not yet a basis for that, or just by waiting for one fine day when revolution will somehow magically become possible. Revolution requires consistent work building for revolution, based on a serious, scientific understanding of what it takes to actually get to the point of revolution and how to have a real chance of winning. In order for revolution to be real, there must be a revolutionary crisis and a revolutionary people, numbering in the millions and led by a far-seeing, highly organized and disciplined revolutionary party. Clearly, this is not the reality now. So how can this come about? And what is the strategic plan? The potential for revolutionary crisis lies within the very nature of this capitalist system itself, with its repeated economic convulsion, its unemployment and poverty, its profound inequalities, its discrimination and degradation, its brutality, torture, and wars, its wanton destruction. All this causes great suffering, and at times it leads to crisis on one level or another, sudden jolts and breakdowns in the normal functioning of society, which compel many people to question and to resist what they usually accept. No one can say in advance exactly what will happen in these situations, how deep the crisis may go, in what ways and to what extent it might pose challenges to the system as a whole, and to what degree and what ways it might call forth unrest and rebellion among people who are normally caught up in or feel powerless to stand up against what this system does. But two points are very important. One, such jolts in the normal functioning of things, even if they do not develop all the way to a fundamental crisis for the system as a whole, do create situations in which many more people are searching for answers and are open to considering radical change. The work of building the movement for revolution must be consistently carried out at all times, but in these situations of short breaks with the normal routine, there is greater possibility and greater potential to make advances. This must be fully recognized and built on to the greatest degree possible, so that through such situations, leaps are made in building up the movement and the organized forces for revolution, creating in this way a stronger basis from which to work for further advances. 2, in certain situations, major events or big changes can happen in society and the world and can come together in such a way that the system is shaken to its foundations. Deep cracks appear and magnify within the ruling structures and institutions. The raw relations of oppressions are more sharply exposed. Conflicts amongst the powers that be deepen and cannot be easily resolved. It becomes much more difficult for them to hold things together under their control and keep people down. In this kind of situation, for great numbers of people, the legitimacy of the current system and the right and ability of the ruling powers to keep on ruling can be called seriously and directly into question. With millions hungering for a radical change that only a revolution can bring about, more needs to be learned and will be learned about how the revolutionary struggle can win when these conditions have been brought into being. But the basic strategic conception and approach has been developed for actually defeating and dismantling the oppressive forces and institutions of this system and bringing into being new institutions of a new revolutionary system when there is a revolutionary crisis and a revolutionary people. The basic conception and approach is set forth in On the Possibility of Revolution, and this is also included in the pamphlet Revolution and Communism, a Foundation and Strategic Orientation, published by our party. But the possibility of revolution will never really ripen unless those who recognize the need for revolution are preparing the ground for this politically and ideologically even now, working to influence the thinking of people in a revolutionary direction, organizing them into the struggle against this system, and winning growing numbers to become actively involved in building the movement for revolution. This is what our party is all about, and what we mean when we say we are hastening while awaiting the changes that make revolution possible. This is the key to breaking through the situation where there are not yet the necessary conditions and forces to make revolution. But those conditions and forces will never be brought into being by just waiting for them to appear. All along the way, both in more normal times and especially in times of short breaks with the normal routine, it is necessary to be working consistently to accumulate forces, to prepare minds and organize people in growing numbers for revolution among all those who can be rallied to the revolutionary cause, among the millions and millions who catch hell in the hardest way every day under this system, but also among many others who may not, on a daily basis, feel the hardest edge of this system's oppression, but are demeaned and degraded, are alienated and often outraged by what this system does, the relations amongst people it promotes and enforces, the brutality this embodies. What is the way to carry out this work? Fight the power and transform the people for revolution. This is a big part of the answer. People need to fight back, and people do fight back against the many ways human beings and environment are exploited, degraded, ravaged, and even destroyed by this system. But to make that fight more powerful and more to carry it through to put an end to all of this, people need to learn that the fundamental problem is this capitalist system, and the solution is getting rid of this system and bringing it into being a new system, socialism, aiming for the final goal of a communist world. Fight the power and transform the people for revolution is a key part of our strategic approach, which provides a way for the party to unite with and give leadership to people to change themselves as they take part in the struggle to change the world, to lift their heads and broaden their vision, to recognize what kind of world is possible and what their real interests are and who their real friends and real enemies are as they rise up against this system to take up a revolutionary viewpoint and revolutionary values and morals as they join with others to resist this system's crimes and build up the basis for the ultimate all-out revolutionary struggle to sweep this system away and bring in a whole new way of organizing society, a whole new way of being, to become emancipators of humanity. For all of this to happen, and for the revolution to have a real chance of winning, leadership is essential. And there is such leadership. But there is also much work to do to support and strengthen our party as the overall leadership of this revolution. The more our party's revolutionary viewpoint and strategy is spread and gains influence throughout society, the more that people come to understand and agree with what the party is all about and join its ranks on that basis, the more the party's reach extends to every corner of the country, the greater its organizational strength and its ability to withstand and to lead people forward in the face of government repression aimed at crushing resistance and killing off revolution, the more the basis for revolution will be prepared and the more favorable the chance of winning. To learn from the chairman of our party, Bob Avakian, spread the knowledge and influence of his path-breaking leadership, and defend and protect this rare and precious leader. Bob Avakian has dedicated his life since the 1960s to the cause of revolution and communism. While providing practical leadership to the party and the revolutionary movement, he has deeply studied and summed up the world historical experience of the communist revolution and the socialist societies it has brought into being, the great achievements and the serious problems and errors, and has studied many other fields of human experience and knowledge. He has advanced the science of communism and made decisive breakthroughs in the theory, method, and strategy of revolution and the final goal of communism throughout the world. It is crucial for growing numbers of people to know about and study his talks and writings, to defend and protect him, to take up the leadership he is providing, which opens up new pathways for revolution. To much more fully wield our party's newspaper, Revolution, this plays a pivotal role in carrying out our strategy. Through publishing works of Bob Avakian and through many different articles, interviews, letters, graphics, and other features, Revolution enables people to really understand and act to radically change the world. It gives people a living picture and a scientific analysis of what is going on in the world and why. It exposes the true nature of this system and shows how major events in society and the world are concentrations of the basic contradictions of this oppressive and putrid system. It brings alive the need and possibility for revolution in a whole new society and world. It heightens the ability of growing numbers of people in all parts of this country to act politically in a unified way and to wrestle with and help find solutions to the problems of our movement on the basis of a growing revolutionary consciousness. It is the key instrument in developing an organized political network among the most oppressed and other sections of the people, which can have a growing impact on the political scene and the society and the world as a whole, building up the forces of revolution and influencing ever broader numbers of people. It provides a foundation and a means for extending the reach of the revolutionary movement and building up bases for this movement in neighborhoods where people work and go to school and wherever people come together, and especially where they resist and rebel against this system. All this can enable the revolutionary movement, with the party at the core, to confront and overcome the very real obstacles in its path, to advance and grow through ongoing work and through a series of critical leaps and times of sudden breaks and ruptures with the normal routine, to prepare the ground and accumulate forces for revolution and have a real chance at winning. It is how thousands can be brought forward and oriented, organized, and trained in a revolutionary way while beginning to reach and influence millions more, even before there is a revolutionary situation. And then, when there is a revolutionary situation, those thousands can be a backbone and pivotal force in winning millions to revolution and organizing them in the struggle to carry the revolution through. for those who have hungered for, who have dreamed of, a whole different world without the madness and torment of what this system brings every day. Those who have dared to hope that such a world could be possible, and even those who, up to now, would like to see this, but have accepted that this could never happen. There is a place and a role, a need and a means, for thousands now, and ultimately millions, to contribute to building this movement for revolution in many different ways, big and small, with ideas and with practical involvement, with support and with questions and criticisms. Get together with our party, learn more about this movement, and become a part of it as you learn, acting in unity with others in this country and throughout the world, aiming for the very challenging but tremendously inspiring and liberating and, yes, possible goal of emancipating all of humanity through revolution and advancing to a communist world, free of exploitation and oppression.